We've been talking about a demonstration of love, and you talked about it. I want to bring Nat and Marge up here because I want to tell you, I have never seen a group of people that are more dedicated. They have a ministry internet, and I'm telling you, my cell phone, her cell phone pops every time they send an email, and it sounds like popcorn sometimes, and I'm going to tell you, it's because they have spent time in the presence of God. And they've shared. Harold said something to me the other day, and we couldn't do it. He said, well, we just spent 3 days in silence, just like you said. And then we come back and see what the Lord's sharing. And God just deposited something. When I come back, I'm going to share a little bit of it. I tell you, this has been the most blessing to me, because I feel like people are sharing what they feel. Not so much what they head knowledge know, but what they're sensing. All of you. When you stood up a while ago and you said, this is the way I feel. Yeah. And you stood up and said, this is the way I feel. There's a language. There's something beyond language. Yeah. Matt and Mark, will you come? These people, I'm going to be honest with you. We sent them the flyer, and they sent out the flyer. And I had people calling me that says, I'm going to tell you something. I can't be at your conference. But could you tell me about an undiscovered God in you? And we have answered more emails and more connections. See, folks, we think a conference is about location.
Yeah.
And I want to say the prophetic word you had earlier about let's not move marks that isn't supposed to be moved. The only way we're going to have this, and it comes back to discernment. There are some things that I thank God that are in my roots. I rub those roots. I thank God for it. But I grow from that point. But I'm going to give this over to these guys because I'm going to tell you, man, they are love manifested.
Yes.
Every time they come, they just love on each other. So Nat and Marge.
Thank you, Mike. You know, I want to put a little plug in for Mark first. I know I come out of a Bible student movement, and all my life I've never seen a plate pass or a collection or anything like that. But I notice these conventions are not put on free. It costs them money to put them on. I had a convention one time, and I put on in Atlanta, Georgia, and I provided food and everything, and we come up with $600 short at the end of the conference, and one brother found out about it, and he sent us a check for $600, so we still broke out even. But anyway, I asked Mark, and we always try to help every conference we go to, because I know they go for a lot of clients. He asked him who to make the check out to. He said we can make it out to him, Mark Heaton, if anyone wants to help him for that. Because I know he wouldn't say it himself.
That's a plug.
But anyway, Brother Howard Lovelace said earlier, he mentioned the kingdom of God is within you, speaking not just to his followers, but to the enemies that he had there. And he said, well, you know, our ministry that we have in email ministry, the name of it is the Kingdom of God. And we have right now over 74,000 recipients. Now, John, a little while ago, he said he's glad he's a Christian. And I am too. But you know, over half of all my recipients are Muslims. They're not Christians. And yet, whenever I put something out, I mostly have prayer requests, but sometimes I get to put out something telling the truth about hell or about the fact that God's not going to be a failure in his will to save everyone. And every once in a while I might get a Christian will say, take me off your list, because they don't like to see anything like that. But I've never once, of all the thousands of Muslims on my list, not one of them has ever asked me to take them off the list.
Wow.
That's a big difference. And I'm talking prep because when Mom just starts talking, she won't let me talk. But after she says something, we have a track in the back here called Mankind's Coming Blessings. And some of you probably heard us sing it from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no warning for the chorus. But, you know, and Willie earlier, he said, he quoted 1 John 4, 14, where it says that Jesus was to be the Savior of the world, and he said he accomplished what he came out to be. And that's part of the chorus of the song, It's written to the music of the ballad of Davy Crockett. Remembering Davy Crockett, in the chorus, he says, "Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier." Well, in this one, the chorus I put to this song is, "Jesus, precious Jesus, savior of the whole wide world." But first thing, I'm going to let Marvie say that one.
You're not going to sing? Okay, this is quite unexpected, but first of all, I'd like to say how proud I am and thankful to the Lord also that he allowed us the opportunity to be able to come and be here with all of you lovely people. And I know that, like Mark says, he brags on, "I don't think he's a respecter." There's no respecter of persons with him. And I believe we're all as equally loved and equally as great the Father as one of the other. And it's just so much that we can share and with one another and so many things that we pick up along the way, not just at the conference, here and there, the Father brings about, that we can learn still so many things from each other, things that we really hadn't considered maybe, that he brings up and all, you know, that come out. And it's just so fantastic, especially for a good old Catholic gal. I had to throw that in. But you know, he's no respecter of persons. And the way I've always seen it, being brought up Catholic, and in a convent, by the way, and if it hadn't been for the nuns, I wouldn't have had a mother. These were my mothers. And it was father's idea. I didn't drop myself off there with him. He took me there. Everything he does well. And nothing happens that he doesn't allow. And if he allows it, what can you say? He does all things well. And I'm not going to compromise that. And I believe by being brought up in Catholicism the way I was, and by the way, I've been to 900 others. I've been to Jehovah's Witnesses. I've been with the Mormons. I've been with the Baptists. I've been with the Pentecostals. I just went through all of them. Not joining up, you know. I mean, I guess it would have been all right if I wanted to get baptized in all of them and run down and become one of it, you know, with them and their faith and all, but I didn't do those. But I always considered this is the way, and it wasn't me. Believe me, I think everything is him. I believe everything is him. I didn't have the brains to figure all this stuff out. He had to figure it out. I'm just walking in it. He's just leading me along, you know, and so everything, like the brother said, they treated him wonderfully. I was treated marvelously by the nuns. I never had a bit of problem with any of them. And I mean, I was with them since I was about 5 and a half, 6 years old. Was living with them, everything, till I was probably about 13. But I always considered it since then, since I came out and met a good old Pentecostal girl, and found out and realized what a wonderful little gal she was at the school I was going. I says, "Hey, you know what? If this girl doesn't get to heaven, I don't know what's going to happen to me. Because she's a whole lot better acting than I do." You know? And I mean, I could see things different, the difference in the way people were, and started going around with different ones. So I can start sort of questioning and thinking, "Well, Lord, how can all this be that anybody would be different? Why would you love this bunch better than that bunch or this bunch?" You know, and why? You know, I says, "Well, he let me see that it was all just stepping stone. My walk with him that he carried me through thus far. And I haven't stopped. He hasn't stopped. And listen, till we take our last breath and become 100% spirit and we're out of here, we're still going to be stepping stone. We're still going to be stepping and climbing." And I think it's just gorgeous and beautiful that he does things this way. Everything, nothing's accursed. Everything is blessed. And it has been since the foundation of the earth, before we were all created. He said, because the Lamb was slain before the foundation. So what sins are we talking about? I don't live there anymore. These things that we've kind of been brought up, who decided? I said, well, Father, can't blame this one and point fingers at this one. This is all you're doing, too. I don't understand it, but you know all about it, and that's all that matters, and I'm just going to see that you do all things well. And thank you all for putting up with me.
What's the name of the conference?
Oh, what you tell me?
It says the undiscovered God.
The undiscovered God.
But I think y'all have discovered it. I don't think he's undiscovered to you.
Oh, no.
And the main thing is what you said earlier, it's all about him.
Right. It's all about him. Right. It's exactly right.
Okay, if anyone wants a copy of this song, it's in the back. Table there, several copies of it.
Well, you should have passed them out and they could all sing.
No, they get one of them.
Because we can't sing.
Well, okay, we attempt it, let's put it that way. Not having voice lessons. And of course, Virginia, you got me to sing after she sang and they played that? What's wrong with you?
We'd say it's a hard act to follow, but that wasn't enough. You know, on the conference we had in Leslie, they sent us, Virginia and Willie sent us that tape that you heard her sing from just now, and we had that playing all the way up to Leslie. He listened to her sing.
Oh, yeah, I memorized it all. Okay.
Christ tasted the death for every man, and this what wants no more. He willeth all men to be saved, he will all things restore. Soon all the dead shall hear Christ's words and wake them from death sleep. And death and hell shall heal the dead from earth and ocean deep. Jesus, precious Jesus, Savior of the whole wide world. And every city shall bless here and give to all the light, that they might know God's holy will and learn that which is right. But those who do not hear the voice of the Spirit and the Bride will then go through the second death to come out purified. Jesus, precious Jesus, Savior of the whole wide world. Bless the earth and give to all the
people. Not that they who are changed will never die.
Will never die, for plain will be the way that leads to perfect human life and joys of endless day. When Satan bound a thousand years beneath Christ's chastening rod, the ransomed race can seek and find full harmony with God. Jesus, practice Jesus, Savior of the whole wide world. A race redeemed in earth made new, riches and wealth untold. A world where righteousness will build and mankind's grace behold. Where pain and sickness, grief and death are memories of the past. Where love and faithfulness to God forevermore will last. Jesus, practice Jesus, Savior of the whole wide world.
Well, I'm telling you, you can't have a conference without Nat and Marge. It just is incomplete. I'm going to read something, a couple scriptures, and then we're going to break and go to dinner. And then when I come back, I'm going to speak. I was just sitting beside Kathy Heflin, and she wrote this down. Honor those who come before you, teachers, preachers, prophets, all the gifts to the church. The gospel has always been kept alive by the remnant. The language of the Holy Spirit is understood by all, but if the Spirit is truly witnessing, it's not hard to understand. And what I've seen there is that we're doing some foundation repair here. I mean, I heard the word foundation here. I'm hearing the Holy Spirit speak to us about foundation. Let's not try to figure out where they got it wrong or where they got it right. Let's honor what they got right and build upon it. And I know that part of that, it's like this. I don't know the full process, but I know that we can sit and examine this and this and this and this. But I thank God for all those dimensions, because in every dimension, he manifested, because he's one with me. And we're not really trying to get beyond anything. We're really trying to understand that which is in the moment. Because I have figured out that I live my whole life in the past and in the future. And I'll read you two scriptures. And then we're going to have Kathy dismissed for dinner. And anything she's got to say.
Jeremiah 31:3, in my paraphrase, don't throw stones. The Lord has appeared to me in a distance, saying, yes, I have loved thee with a love that cannot be measured by time. Therefore, with a loving kindness, you have been drawn, drug out, prolonged, sound, developed, marched, put an end to the delay with me, with your faithfulness. In other words, that God's love will draw. Jeremiah says that he draws us with his loving kindness. Zephaniah 3:17, this is my paraphrase. The Lord your God is in the midst of you, a mighty one, a warrior to rescue. He thrills with joy over you. He rests in silent satisfaction and renews us in his love, extols us with a song. I will take off your disgrace. I will remove your reproach. I will deal with all your oppressors, and he will be silent and make no mention of your past sins or even recall them. I get now why Eric did what he did, because there's something that we're waiting for. We're waiting for this God that we have imagined, this Christianized, and I'll say this churchianity type idea of God, and we're saying, God, we're looking for accusation, we're looking for condemnation, we want God to reinforce how wrong we are. And all we hear is silent satisfaction. And I love something that Ken Hahn said, and I know he has left the room, but we have got to love his appearing, even when that appearing is in us. And I think that our frustration, our struggles, I heard what the Lord said to me. Because I understand that we are right now really don't even really understand love or the Lord, because we're still defining what the appearance is. But I think when we really see him as he is, we may not even have a language to describe it. And that's okay. So my wife is coming. Talk a little bit as you disclose and talk about being in the now and all the things you share about.
I just have two quotes.
Said she took that away.
I'm reading this book by Joel Goldsmith, Spiritual Interpretation of the Scripture. Just started it. It's an awesome book. First page says, the object of our search for truth is to gain a spiritual awareness of existence, that we may live spiritually perfect and realize immortality without the change called death. I thought, whoa, powerful. I just, the first page. I'm going to learn from this book. Second page. The consciousness of the oneness of God and you restores the lost truth of all Scripture, reestablishes health, harmony, completeness, and thereby ends discord and limitation. We have no limitation in Christ. And that's all I have to say. No, I have more to say, but I'm gonna let us go. We'll have dinner and come back. And
Kathy?
Yes?
Can we sing just one song before we...
Okay, Rokas, you're on.
What do you see? Of the one who is invisible, you crystallize the one who has no form. You localize the one who is everywhere, and you're that one my heart is yearning for. You are what is seen of the one who is invisible. You crystallize the one who has no form. You localize the one who is everywhere, and you're that one my heart is longing for.